That's the great horned owl with that hoo-hoo we associate with owls. But these are the other owls in Virginia. That was the barn, eastern screech, sounding like a monkey, the barred owl. According to Sabrina Garvin, executive director of Southwest Virginia Wildlife Center, these four raptors are not only majestic, but they're vital.
They're very important. All the animals, we're a little biased here, but we know that one animal depends on another animal in the food chain. I mean, we do need rabbits and we do need squirrels, but we don't want them to get in high numbers, let's say. And so they will keep things in check.
The diet is slightly different between the four species that live here, but common to them all is that they eat rodents. Rodents we may have poisoned.
The mice can eat that, run out in the field. Down comes the owl. They eat it, and it is extremely bad when we've gotten cases of toxin in. Most of them we cannot save if they've gotten into rat poison. Even squirrels will eat it, and squirrels are rodents, and they will be out in the field. They'll get sluggish, and along comes the hawk or the owl, and then it gets in the system. It's a horrible way to die.
Garvin says if we give nature the opportunity, the owls will take care of the rodents for us.
The screech owls will even cache, and so they'll take extra and just put them in a tree and store them in case they need them for later. So they're wonderful, nature's exterminator.
Attracting owls to our property is a little more complicated than attracting birds with a feeder, but that's a start.
Oh, yes. It starts from the ground up. It's not using chemicals on your lawn, planting regional native plants to our area, not introducing tropical species. And it starts with the butterfly garden, the hummingbird garden. It attracts the insects, which attract the birds, and it attracts the rabbits. And then that's the cycle.
In urban areas, humans get in the way of that cycle. Jessica Azura is a bird guide, photographer, and columnist in Hampton Roads, where the number one threat to most birds is loss of habitat.
For most owls, it's the same. A lot of the owls that we have actually in Virginia, like the eastern screech owl, is a cavity nester. So they use a primary cavity or a secondary cavity. They may sometimes reuse that cavity. Also barn owls. Our cavity nesters, they nest in old barns. So what we can think of is every time we cut down a tree, we're actually affecting habitat.
If possible, we can attract owls by leaving trees standing, even the dead and dying ones, if that's safe. Another thing we can do is leave old silos, barns, and outbuildings standing for the shelf nesters like the barn owls. Azura says we can even build houses for owls.
One of the solutions is to put up nest boxes, or provide platforms for snag nesters like great horned owls or barred owls. They build a platform-type nest.
Attracting an owl to a particular area takes a lot of work. It's not impossible, and the benefits of creating an owl-friendly environment are valuable alone. Sometimes, like Jess Azura discovered, an owl is attracted to an area where it's not expected.
Yes, that was the appearance of a snowy owl, and it showed up in Norfolk.
The snowy owl is a beautiful white raptor with a wingspan of up to 5 feet and can weigh close to 7 pounds, making it one of the heaviest owl species in North America. Perched on the roof of a house, the one in Norfolk was a long way from home.
Well, its normal territory is the Arctic Circle, and sometimes there's an overpopulation due to an abundance of food or lack of predation. And so males and first-year offspring will travel farther south. Sometimes it could be a shortage of food. They also think it can be related to shifts in snow, how much snow there is, and weather changes.